Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
Hey, my name is Greg, and I am thrilled to be in the West Campus this morning. How you doing, West? That's good. You're getting there still. That's all right. My wife, Vanessa, and I, we have the honor and privilege of campus pastoring in the East Campus, but we've been part of C3 since, like, day one. We're from the way west. We're from Alberta, Calgary, Alberta, so we're, like, west people as well. But I'm so stoked that we are one church in any location. So when we're moving one stop west, we're not a different church one stop west. There's an opportunity to reach new people one stop west. Around Christie Pitts, there's an opportunity to reach, but church isn't changing. Church isn't like, oh, now I'm not going to go there because it's in a different building. This is an opportunity to invite your friends that are neighbors to Christie Pitts, right? One stop west is going to be incredible for the month of July. I'm stoked for you. I might even show up to the Christie Pitts park hangs one time. Who knows? Make the trek across town. I'm thrilled you're here. Who brought their Bibles to church this morning? Bring your openable Bible. That's what I always say, BYOB. We are a BYOB church. Not bring your own beer. Look out. It's only 9 in the morning. Paul said, these people aren't drunk. It's only 9 in the morning. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm believing for you. That's in the Bible. Look it up, okay? Bring your openable Bible, not bring your own. Bring your openable Bible because it helps. I feel like the Word is alive. It's active. And when you bring a paper Bible along with you to church, it just gives you, I find it's easier to, like, underline things. I use the YouVersion app. Don't worry. It's a good app. And the only way that you can only underline, like, an entire scripture in the YouVersion app. Maybe just, like, 3 words spoke to you. How will you remember what 3 words spoke to you unless you got, like, a pen and a highlighter and you just highlight those few words? Bring your Bibles to church and it'll help you. Bring your notepad as well. Or take notes on your Bible. You can take notes in the margins too. That works. Take notes on your iPhone. Take notes on your friend's arm. Take notes because it helps you retain what God's going to speak. So I'm preaching to you out of John chapter 14. If you want to turn there, and as you're turning there, I just want to encourage you. So Pastor Katie mentioned that, yes, Pastor Sam was in the hospital. Don't let this morning's prayer be the only time that you've prayed for your leaders, Pastor Sam and Jess. Like, let's make that a regular habit that we don't just say, I'm going to do. How easy is it to say to somebody, I'm praying for you, and then you don't actually spend time praying for them? Like, let's be the church who, when we say we pray for people, we pray for people. And let's lift them up on a regular basis because we don't know what they're facing, but God knows and He knows what they need. So if we ask Him to give them what they need, then they're sorted. So let's keep praying. Amen. We're in the middle of this purpose series. Who's been loving our series on purpose? Yeah, we're doing it on purpose. It's not a mistake. It's planned. I don't know. I'll make a lot of really bad jokes, and it'll help me if you laugh, okay? And I know that the 10:30 service is going to be laughing hilariously. I'll probably hear them all the way at the East Campus, I'm believing. But they're going to hear you laughing, and then they're also going to laugh. So it's going to be great. We're in the middle of this purpose series, and if you brought your notes, you can write down the title of this message this morning. It's called From Troubled to Trusting. And maybe you feel like I was saying as I got up on stage, that you're walking on a bit of shaky ground when it comes to living out your purpose. You're not too confident that the areas that you're stepping into are the areas you're meant to be stepping into. I have been there before as well. On a regular basis, I'm not sure if I should be the most confident that I've ever been as I'm taking this step, because I never know, is this for sure the right step? We think sometimes we look at pastors or we look at CEOs and business leaders and we think they just mustn't struggle with wavering or uncertainty in walking out this journey of life because they're so successful or they've got it all going on. And it's this false picture that I know exactly what I'm doing. Did you know, have you ever felt like you don't know exactly what you're doing in this room? Thank you for those of you who are honest and put up your hand there. But I believe that this message this morning is going to help you to realize that you don't necessarily need to know exactly what you're doing. That you have the capacity to step out when the ground seems shaky, when you have something solid inside of you. And that is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in you, who helps you to walk things out. So this is going to help you in the name of Jesus, I'm believing. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to let the Bible do most of the preaching, okay? So I've got a bit of word this morning, and it's up on the screen, so don't worry if you didn't bring your Bible. Bring it next week, though, because there's going to be even more. No, maybe, I don't know. But I believe that the Bible is what's going to help you. I'm not going to be what's going to help you, and I believe I'll package it in a way that's going to help you, but the living Word of God is the only thing that's going to help you when you need help. And who needs some help in life? So John chapter 14, starting in verse 1. And it says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Some versions say you trust in God, trust also in me. Well, there's a simple step to not being troubled in life is just trust that God's got it covered. Just trust that He is working something out regardless of what I see or feel or know. God is up to something. Say, God's up to something. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. So what I got from this whole concept of many rooms is that there's plenty of ways to get to where I need to get to. There isn't just one decision that's the right decision, and since I've made it, I'm walking perfectly. We get so stressed out in making decisions sometimes that we negate to actually make decisions. And God's like, "I'm trying to steer a ship, but I can only steer a ship that's moving." And so we need to step out and make a decision so that God can help us walk that decision out. There are many rooms. There's plenty of outcomes. There's plenty of opportunities, but you just need to make a decision and move forward. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will not come back. I will come back and take you there that you may also be where I am. You know the place where I'm going. Whoever feels like Jesus is confusing sometimes, you read the Bible and you're like, and you're just like Thomas in this next verse, "Lord, we don't know where you are going." You read the Bible and you're like, "Say what?" But we need help. I need help in walking this journey out. "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" I love Jesus' answer. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So as much as there's many outcomes and many decisions you can make, there is one decision that you need to make that will help you walk every decision out, regardless of the outcome, regardless of the situation. If you make this one decision, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is an offensive message in Toronto. There is only one decision you need to make. There is only one answer you need to go by. And that answer is choosing Jesus. That answer is choosing His Word. That answer is asking His Holy Spirit to help you. And He'll help you. "If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know Him. You do know Him and have seen Him. Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." How often do we get like this in life? Show me I'm hearing what you're saying, God, but I'm not seeing what you're saying, God. So show me the answer, then I can believe. Isn't it funny that God doesn't always work like that? I'm walking out my purpose, I think, but would you send like your audible voice to say, "Greg, you are indeed walking out your purpose. Show me the way, then I'll know." And he's like, don't you know me? Don't you spend enough time with me? He says to Philip, your purpose is found in spending time with God. Nothing else. My purpose is only found in my devotion and my time spent with God. I'm convinced this is the answer to every problem that I face. My time with God, my time in His Word, my time asking for His Holy Spirit to fill me is the only thing that gives me enough capacity to move forward. And it's going to help you as well. Verse 10, don't you believe that I'm in the Father is in me? The words I say are not just my own. Say, it's not just my own. Your own plans won't work. My own steps won't be the right steps. I need somebody else's steps. Say, it's not my own. My way is not the highway. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. There's someone else's way that's better than your way. Isaiah, God actually says that my ways are higher than your ways, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. That's your house verse, right, Pastor Jerry and Katie? Just a little sidetrack. Find words to stand on in every situation that you're facing. Pastor Jerry and Katie were trying to buy a house, and it didn't make sense in context of humanity's thinking. And so they leaned in on a scripture in Isaiah 55 that said, my ways are higher than your ways. So are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. What's the verse? What's the truth that you're standing on in your situation? Because God wants to help you. Can I keep reading the Bible? Is that all right, church? Keep going, okay, because I don't have much thoughts that are going to help you, but I feel like Jesus in John 14, he has some helps, thoughts that are going to help you. I was meditating on John 13 to 17 a lot since leadership retreat. Who loved the leadership retreat a couple weeks back? Good. Pastor Mark mentioned this is like the leader's Bible, because these are the last things that Jesus said before going to get crucified. So this is like, he's about to step into and fulfill his purpose, and he's leaving the disciples with a few passing thoughts at the end. I think we ought to pay attention to this, right? All right, let's keep going. Verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Hello, Jesus is like turned water to wine. He's fed 5,000. He's healed the sick. He's raised the dead. That seems like pretty all right things to be doing, right? Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, and he'll do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. It doesn't say you may do greater things. You are created to do greater things than Jesus did in this world, because he's gone up and completed the process. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father and believing for us. And so you and I have an opportunity to do greater things because he's done that. Let's keep going. Jump to verse 15. If you love me, you'll obey what I command. Oh, snap. It's conditional. God doesn't say, if you obey my commands, I'll love you. But he's like, if you really love me, you'll do what I say to do. This, I've learned this in the context of my marriage, that if I love Vanessa, it means I should actually listen to when she's speaking. All the husbands in the room, I'm trying to help you this morning. If I love Vanessa, if I love my wife, and she asks me, hey, can you pick up this thing on the way home? And it's like, yeah, babe, I got you. And then like 100 stuff comes up between when I need to go home and then I forget. It questions the value of what she said. Because in a moment, it's easy for me to say yes, but then life happens. And then I forget that I already agreed to something. And I do this with the Bible all the time. I read something in a moment where there's no other distractions. It's just me and him. And I'm like, this is speaking to me. This is helpful. But then 100 distractions come up that pull me away from doing this thing that I've committed to do. And God's saying, if you really love me, you'll do what I say. I will ask the Father. He'll give you another counselor. Thank goodness for another counselor, the Holy Spirit. He'll be with you forever. So he's not just with us for a season. He's not just with us for a moment. He's not just with us for a couple of days, but he's with us forever. And I'm telling you, God is going to be with you forever as you choose him. He doesn't want to leave you as an orphan. He doesn't want to leave you all alone, but he wants to walk with you and journey with you through finding purpose. Let's skip along a little bit. Look at that. He even says, I will not leave you as orphans. So that wasn't even my thought. That was Jesus' thoughts. You will see me because I live. You will also live. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Skipping down to verse 25. Let's do that. All of this I have spoken while still with you. He's not always going to be right here, right now, but you have to believe and listen that he's sending a helper that's going to be with us forever. The counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and he'll remind you of everything I've said to you. How often do you forget the things that God says to you? But he's given us a reminder, that still small voice that says, I need to change this habit. That still small voice that says, I need to walk a slightly different way. That still small voice that says, I need to call this person. It's God reminding us of everything he's taught us. Peace I leave with you, my peace I'll give you. I do not give as the world gives. There it is again. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. My goodness, the Bible's done all the work already. I barely even need to preach. But I'll give you some helpful points. Hopefully. So point one, God's word reveals his way, and his way can be trusted. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So how do we find the way? I believe it's the word. God's way is his word. And if you're uncertain in walking out purpose, then you need to be leaning in on his word. Because he will create certainty in you in walking out your purpose. Every one of us, you and I, needs to activate the Bible in our life. And there's different ways to do it, but the most practical way that I could encourage is to do it daily. You and I should be reading the Bible every single day, even when you don't feel like you're getting much from it. Because I guarantee you, we're getting something from it. You might be getting something now that's going to be used later. You might be getting something today that God's going to use his Holy Spirit to remind you of tomorrow. God wants to help us, and he's given us his word so that we could be sure of walking out our purpose. We need to believe that all of it is there for us. I think it's important to get the whole thing in you. I can't just read the parts I like. Wait, I can't just read Psalms and Proverbs and Ephesians, all Paul's letters. Those are the only good parts. There's something special about the whole canon of Scripture. So find a way in, I need to find a way in my world that I can get the whole thing in me. So I do plans that expand my thoughts, expand my vision of what the Bible has for me. I read the Bible in 90 days because I know I need the whole thing in me. And it's helpful because Chrissy read the Bible in 30 days, okay? I'm not bragging on myself. Chrissy's like way more intense than me. But find a plan that you can get the whole canon of Scripture in you, because the whole canon of Scripture is going to help you. There are areas, you see the way that God moves in a whole capacity. You see the same God working in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. When you read the whole thing, you see power working in the Old Testament that's working in the New Testament. You see the reason that Jesus had to come, because you see all these people who are making mistakes and God had to deal with it a certain way because Jesus hadn't yet done his work. And it makes me that much more thankful that Jesus has done his work. You got to read the Bible. I'm telling you, it's going to help you. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it says, every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Check this out. Every scripture will empower you by its instruction and correction. It gives you the strength you need to take the right direction. You often question if you're taking the right direction. Well, guess what? Every scripture can give you the strength you need to take the right direction and to lead you into
deeper into the path of godliness. Then you'll be God's servant, fully mature and perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you. I want to be perfectly prepared to face the assignments God's giving me. And so I need all scripture inside of me. And I don't do this every single day. Wow. There are days my Bible streak isn't at however many days it's been since the Bible YouVersion app streak started. But I pick myself back up the days that I forget. And even to get one scripture inside of me helps me enough. But then I find I need so much more. So just keep reading the Bible, okay? It's going to help you. I needed to realize this in my life. And so what I did is I pasted like little post-its of scripture all around. I would put it in like the drawers that I get my pens at work. I would put it at the bottom of my screen. I make my password Bible verses. There's a lot of them, so you'll have a hard time hacking, trust me. But I need to remind myself daily of what the word of truth says to me so I can be helped in walking out my purpose. And you want to put things in your world that will help you walk out your purpose. So find ways to paste the Bible around your life, and it's going to help you. It will help you. And it's tough because we often expect, like, as soon as I open the Bible, then the Holy Spirit's going to speak to me. So I'm just going to do, like, the Holy Spirit flip and read something. It's like, sometimes this works, okay? It's worked for me in the past. It's funny the way that God does that. But I'm telling you, he speaks to me. I found the best way he speaks to me is having a daily routine, a daily devotional habit. That's where revelation comes from. We can't ask for revelation if we're not willing to build a routine. And we do it all the time. I'm like, God, speak to me in this scripture, and yet I neglect to do the daily work that allows him to speak to me. He knows what he's doing in the YouVersion plans that you sign up for. He knows what he's doing in how I'm reading through the Bible every single day. He gives me exactly what I need, exactly when I need it, if I just trust the process. So get the word in you, and it'll help you walking on shaky ground. It'll help you when you feel like I'm not hearing God, because this is what he said. I feel like I've never actually heard the audible voice of God. 11 years being a Christian, I've never heard a booming voice that told me, go move to Toronto. A booming voice that said, go move to the East End. A booming voice that said, love your wife in this way. I've never heard it. And some of you might be thinking, holy smokes, should we trust what he's saying? I've heard it here. I've listened here. I've listened in quiet times with God because I know that this is what helps me walk out my purpose. God, we look for that booming sound, but Job chapter 33, verse 14 says, God does speak now in one way, now another, though no one perceives it. The way that you're hearing God today might not work tomorrow. Maybe you need to change the routine a bit. I always felt God going down by the lakeshore, but I'm not feeling God down by the lakeshore anymore. Find a way to feel him. Or continue to do that knowing that he's there. Just because I don't get the tingly feelings that the Holy Spirit's speaking to me through the scripture doesn't mean he's not working. God is showing up in my word. He says he'll be with you forever. That's what the word says. He's not just there when I get the tingly feelings. He's not just there it feels so nice. No, God's there speaking to me. Point two. All right, I'll keep going. The word's going to help you walking out your purpose because it's helped me. God's spirit reveals his truth, and his truth brings comfort. The way, the truth, and the life. How do we know the way is God's word, but how do we know the truth? It's his spirit. I need to be welcoming the Holy Spirit to teach me his truth. Because I can read the Bible, and I can get funky ideas of what this actually says. But the spirit of truth, Jesus said, I'm going to leave with you forever so that you can distinguish between what's right and what's wrong. So that I can distinguish between what's God and what's not God. He's given us a helper. Some people refer to the Holy Spirit as a compass. And why they invented a compass, check this out. This spoke to me and I believe is going to speak to you. Compasses how they used to navigate prior to the compass is like external landmarks. Like those mountains mean we're going the right way. The sun's in this position. That means we're going the right way. But the problem was like fog would show up and storms would show up. Before I had the Holy Spirit, I often looked to external things like what are the dollars in my bank account? What are my friends saying about my world? What career path opportunities are opening up before me? But storms will come and you can't navigate the external circumstances. So you need a compass on the inside of you that can point you where you're going in the right direction. God wants to help you. And so he's left us with his Holy Spirit to help us walk out purpose. Approval from friends and family and culture won't do it. Sundays at C3 Toronto, they won't be enough for me. Listening to podcasts midweek and filling my tank won't be enough for me. Even just reading the Bible, just that will not be enough for me. I need the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, to help me distinguish and ascertain. That's a funny word to say. What I need to say and do. I know this because I came to a moment in my life where I was deciding between pursuing my career in construction and pursuing a life in ministry. And I'm not saying there's only one way, like, oh, you need to be a minister. That's the only way you can fulfill your purpose. But I needed to ask the Holy Spirit, God inside of me, where do I feel my peace? Because I'd read plenty of scriptures about purpose. Psalm 139. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And it's like, great, I've got a logic brain. I know construction. I'm probably meant to walk in this way. I'm probably meant to chase after this career path. But I just felt uneasy about it. And you might be there where you're feeling uneasy about something. You need to go where the peace is with you. I needed to put myself long-term in a life in construction versus long-term in a life in ministry and go where the peace was leading me. And so I knew I needed to be a minister. I knew I needed to step into this thing. And that was, I'm not even there yet. I'm walking it out daily. I'm taking steps towards it, but I'm still working in construction 3 days a week, which is incredible. I'm thankful to God for that opportunity. But I needed it with every decision, not just the big decisions, the little decisions as well. Who should I be inviting into my world for coffee? Who should I be hanging out with? What people need a text today? These little decisions, God sends his Holy Spirit to help us make them. And so we don't need to walk out in shaky ground. We often ask for comfort to come before we step out. But I found as I step out, comfort comes. The Holy Spirit is here to help you and I. He's with us to know that we're stepping in the right direction. So welcome him in your world and in your decisions. I'm just going to invite the keys up as I come to my third point here. The Spirit fingers are joining me on stage. Point three, God's life fills abundantly and it's revealed in Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. If I want to know the way, I need his word. If I want to know the truth, I need his Spirit. If I want to know his life, I need Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if I want that full life, Zoe is the translation, then I need to know him. I need to invite him into my world. John 17 verse 3 says, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. If you're ever feeling like life is running dry, you need to ask the source of life to come into your world. If you want fulfillment in your purpose, surety in your purpose, confidence in what you're doing, then I'm telling you, you need relationship with Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through it. Small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So here's the thing, is there's plenty of options that lead to one outcome. But there's one option that opens up endless opportunities. That one option is relationship with Jesus. So It doesn't close off opportunities. It opens up opportunities. Relationship with God is the one decision that I need to make in order to open up every opportunity in my world, because He's the one who does it. And if I want that abundant life, if I want hope to fill my world, then I need relationship with Jesus. And so I'm asking you today, do you want that? Because He's here for you. Do you want to know God? Because He's right here and knows you already, and He just wants you to invite Him in. And the outcome isn't as the world gives. John 14, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid." The answers that the world gives are temporary answers. The world tells me peace is found in escaping. If I don't want anxiety in my world, then I need to flee from my world for like a 2-week vacation. If I don't want pain in my world, then I need to ignore pain. And the solution is only temporary. But God's left us with a permanent solution. And it's relationship with His Son. It's relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because He gives us peace in the storm. He gives us peace in walking out troubled situations. He says, in this world, you will face troubles. Fear not, I have overcome. Relationship with Jesus doesn't guarantee no trouble. Every one of us is guaranteed trouble. Whether you have relationship with Jesus or you don't, trouble is guaranteed. But wouldn't it be nice to have an answer to that trouble? Wouldn't it be nice to have an answer to that challenge that you're going to face? I'm telling you, that answer is right here, right now, and His name is Jesus. So let me just pray as we close this morning. Father, I thank You that Your Holy Spirit's here. I thank You that You're good, God. I thank You so much that You've given us Your word, Your truth, Your hope, that we could follow it, that we could fall in love with You as we follow it. But God, most of all, I thank You for the opportunity of relationship that You give us. Help us today in choosing that. Help us today in walking with You. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hey, just as we close, if I could ask every single person, I want to give you an opportunity to begin that relationship with Jesus this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to say, yes, I need help. And I need to make this decision on a regular basis. I need help. And so you want to ask Jesus to have relationship with you. You want to ask Jesus to help walk with you. You want to ask Jesus to show you the truths of His word. Maybe you're here and you've never had relationship with God. That's all right. There is no better time to start than right here, right now. Maybe you're here and you've walked with God before. You've been in relationship with Him before, but you know you've turned away. And you're walking out your purpose and you're like, there's uncertainty, there's frustration, there's pain. And if you're honest with yourself, it's probably partly because you haven't really acknowledged His Lordship in your life. How much you desperately need Him. So if you're any of those two types of people, can I ask everybody to just close your eyes and bow your heads? If you want relationship with Jesus for the first time, or if you've known Him before, but you know today I need to recommit my life to Jesus, every single eye closed, every single head bowed. Can you just slip up your hand real quick so I can acknowledge it?